The United Nations World Food Program says it is accelerating plans to get humanitarian aid into Iraq in case there is a disruption of the UN's oil for food program. Officials at the World Food Program warn that a breakdown of the UN's oil for food program in Iraq could have a catastrophic effect on millions of Iraqi civilians. Agency officials say most of the people in the country are already in a very vulnerable condition after 12 years of economic sanctions. The spokeswoman for the World Food Program, Christiane Bertium, says about 60% of Iraq's 25 million people are totally dependent for their survival on food rations from the UN program.
If in the eventuality of hostilities this program would be interrupted, it would be a very serious matter. We hope that if it's interrupted, it would resume quickly. If not, that would mean that many, many, many people would be in need of food aid. And here we're talking about millions of tons of food for millions of people.
Under the Oil for Food program, Iraq, in exchange for the oil it exports, buys 430,000 tons of food every month. If this program is interrupted by war, the World Food Program estimates the country would only have 6 weeks of food reserves. Christiane Bertium says her agency has appealed for almost $24 million for its war preparations, but has so far received only $7 million. In order to get emergency supplies into countries bordering Iraq, Ms. Bertium says the agency has had to dip into its emergency fund and borrow food from other operations in the Gulf region. But Iraq is not the World Food Program's only concern. Ms. Bertium says that with world attention fixed on Iraq, other people in need in other countries are being overlooked, especially in Africa.
And for WFP, one of our big concerns is that everybody will be focusing on Iraq and we will be forgetting Africa, where there are at least 40 million people that are in dire need of food and that are threatened by starvation. We have already very big problems in Ethiopia and Eritrea. In Ethiopia, we have 11 million people that are threatened by hunger. And if we don't have a new contribution and quickly, at the end of June, we'll have nothing to distribute to these people.
Ms. Bertium says, as bad as the situation is in Ethiopia, the people of Eritrea may be even worse off. After 4 years of drought, over 2 million people out of a population of a little more than 4 million are solely dependent on food from the World Food Program. The WFP says its food supplies will run out at the end of April unless it receives more money soon. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.